Hey, it's your boy Eli.
Hey, it's Daniel.
Here we're back again. And those of you that have been with us for a long time, you know if Daniel's here, usually means one of two things. We are going to be talking about either fighting games or just games in general. So in a way, this is a continuation of what we talked about a couple of weeks ago about the Switch 2 announcement, in which, hey, that's cool, we got a Switch 2. Wait, what do you mean by the prices? I'm sorry, what? What? What do you mean?
Yeah. I mean, like it's only $450. I mean, not so bad. And I mean, Mario Kart's 80. Like, I mean, you got that. You got the money, right?
Oh, I don't have that money. Not right now. It's called paying taxes, buddy. So that's going to be the main situation, because that has come back to us in the form of another console announcement that it's going to cost us a bit, and that is the increase of the Xbox gaming sphere. And Daniel, do you mind telling me how much is what?
Let's see. Actually, I need to look up the price because I know, like, so for the longest time right now, throughout the entire generation, and even before with this with the original Switch, we never got in a price cut whatsoever. Pretty much everything stayed the same price. Both Xbox and PlayStation, I believe, were both $500. And now that Xbox is coming out and saying that their consoles is going to be a little bit more, I believe. It's gonna be a little over $600 for the standard Series X. I believe the Series S is gonna be a little bit more over. How much was the Series S was again? Like 400?
It was pretty cheap. It was like at least $100 or $200 more cheaper than that.
Yeah,
Series X.
so it climbed up a bit closer to the regular Series X price to 500, and then I forgot. I didn't know they were still selling it. I thought it was a limited edition thing, but the 2 terabyte Series X is now over $700. So that's pretty much reaching past the point of a PS5 Pro.
Yeah, and so that's gonna be our main essentially main talking points. It's just kind of the environment that we're kind of in right now. Just how, why it's just kind of inevitable, all because of the way things have been going for like the gaming sphere, and also certain things that are going on right now in the current world. Which will, I'll say this, we're not gonna go that deep into it because I'm pretty sure everyone has talked about it to death.
Yeah, so it pretty much what's going on is that the current state of the industry, and it just sucks 'cause like how much of an issue it's becoming now. Because for the longest time they're complaining like development costs were going too high, so we gotta let people go, and then now we're getting to the point where like we have to increase our prices, and that's something that's nobody likes. I don't like it. You
No,
don't like it.
I don't like it.
Yeah, and it just seems a bit unfair to some of the others as well that was trying to get into gaming as well. Because me and you, Eli, we're lucky enough to get our PlayStations or Xboxes or new Switches when it first came out. At the prices they were originally marked at, and now they're slowly like now, yeah, like basically
It's not
like
gonna be fun.
they got a big bump in it, and well, so we're still. So we're starting to slowly like happening over time as well. Like right now, Xbox announced it effective now globally that not only just the consoles, but their games are now going from $70 to $80, and also all of their accessories as well.
So does that mean
Look,
if at a different country would it be 80, or does that would we equal to the amount of $80 US?
don't quote me on this. I'm pretty sure I'm gonna get it wrong, but probably the equivalent of the US $80.
Yeah, I feel like that makes the most sense. And
Yeah.
the problem with that is that, this is where you start having to figure out what economics is. Start taking an economics 101 class. And to really understand like all the interesting nuances that comes with it, because I mean like $80 here is some larger than twice as much, maybe three times as much as in I would say somewhere like Mexico, where the peso is very low.
Yeah, and then you get some countries that are unfortunately burdened with some baffling choices. I know Brazil for the longest time, they treated pretty much any video game related material as gambling for some reason, and or something relating to that. And because of that reason, their video games are insanely expensive over in Brazil, and that's why there's like a big gray market for pirated materials, and that's why like Sega has a huge following there too, because They give out like a Brazilian toy distributor, you know, the rights to reproduce Sega Genesis and Master System materials over there as well.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that. So essentially, the Genesis and all that stuff is back.
No, yeah, like definitely look it up. It is a big rabbit hole. Like, just to give you like a quick
Nice.
surface level thing, like Sega, they wanted to bring games to Brazil, but because the whole like issues with the taxes in Brazil, they decided to license out their stuff to a toy company called Tech Toy, I think. And then Tech Toy, they will reproduce the Sega Genesis and Master System within the, within the country, so they could
So
avoid
they're
these
playing like it
taxes.
was 20, 30 years ago now.
Now, like, it's actually pretty recent. I think it's been the thing since like.
No, I'm saying they're playing games that have been out since 20, 30 years ago.
Oh yeah.
Like they're like I'm not saying they just found out about Sonic Adventure 2, but I'm like they're essentially still playing Sonic Adventure 2 over there.
And Sonic has a huge, fan base over there because of that.
Oh, I've heard about the comics, so don't worry about that.
Yeah. And so like, yeah, we got that kind of issues. And then we
Yeah.
have, while we're not seeing it from Sony themselves yet, they have been raising prices in different territories. I know in Europe, for example, they increased the price for the
Really?
PlayStation. Yeah, like not a lot of people notice because we're Americans, because like we don't really pay attention with stuff outside unless it's something big. But yeah, I like to try to keep an eye out for what's going on outside. And yeah, like PlayStation has been slowly increasing prices for PS Plus, their consoles. I don't remember how much it was, but outside of America, I think even in Japan themselves, maybe like they were increased a little bit. So it's only going to be a
Jesus.
matter of time where eventually they're going to make it over to the States and have to increase the prices
I
on.
feel like that's when you know that the final nail of the coffin's up, that all this situation is like, we need to get this, we need to change this stuff up, is when Sony, the big hitter, because for the past two generations, they've been the big hitter.
Yeah.
Like I remember someone, like a couple of like people commenting on Xbox having to increase prices. Like, bro, you're kind of like on the losing side. You can't be the one increasing prices. I'm like, bro, they have no choice. This is
Yeah,
the industry right now.
I think that's a big thing people need to understand, 'cause like people know that Xbox is in third place, and the fact, not a lot of consoles are being sold, they're making a huge emphasis with Game Pass, like this is an Xbox. This deck of cards is an Xbox. This Houston Rockets Whataburger tag is an Xbox. Not really, but you get the
Would you get
point.
that?
They randomly gave it to me one day and it's like, no, you can keep it. It's like, okay. But yeah. Yeah, so basically like Xbox, now they're gonna go through the strategy where basically I could use my PC, I could use an LG Smart TV or anything like that to help push Game Pass and all that. And luckily, for now, Game Pass is not, experiencing any kind of a price increases of any kind at the moment. So, while the games are going to increase, as long as you're a Game Pass holder, you still have access to all these games as normal until they decide to increase the prices again. So right now, Game Pass is safe. Nintendo, hopefully the $80 thing will be a case by case, thing like they did with Tears of the Kingdom, because pretty much all the games from Nintendo
Totally
on,
forgot Tears of the Kingdom was that much.
yeah, like pretty much all the games on the Switch were $60 brand new, and with some exceptions like Metroid Prime being 40 and some other games being a little bit cheaper as well. But with Tears of the Kingdom, it is the only Nintendo game that on the Switch that was released for $70, the same price they were going for PS5 and Xbox Series, and luckily that was the only game yet. So hopefully that's the case for Mario Kart World. Because I know, like, they could have done the same thing with Donkey Kong Bonanza, but no, it's still 70, so that's fine for now. I mean, it's still a little bit, still t that's still a $10 jump from $60, but.
It is. I mean, like even now there's a lot of conversations about even like the newest GTA being about like was it 90? Was that the first speculation of it?
No. Like, there's speculation about it being a little bit more than the usual 70 that we got right now at PlayStation and Xbox, but we've been. But there's been reports like investors that have been trying to get on Rockstar and be like, hey, we want to make the most money. We know that Grand Theft Auto is pretty much the holy grail of all of video games. So we want you to just go and sell it for 100 or like $99.99. And no one wants to pay $99.99 for a game.
No, I no. I do. I wouldn't want that at all.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we know like it's forces outside of their like out of their hands and out of our hands, because if they were really trying to be greedy, they could have just increase the price of the games, then that's it. Because they're
Yeah.
because if it was like mainly just greed, because like they wouldn't have to bother with accessories. Because yeah, they'll make some extra money on the side with accessories, but that's not really their main selling point. It's the games.
Yeah.
Because you got to also keep in
It's
mind, Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft, they sell these games at a loss. Well, not games, their consoles at a loss. And that's just how it's been for the longest time. They make the money back, with these first party video games.
Exactly. And like honestly, considering like a lot of the stuff that kind of like me specifically talking about like Sony and Xbox, right? They've been doing a lot of like acquisitions and like a lot of promoting of games that like either don't do well or like aren't making the number that they kind of wanted to make. So it's gonna the price increase was gonna be a thing that a lot of people thought that was gonna happen, especially with like stuff like Sony and like Concord, because like
Yeah,
that
like
didn't make enough money.
that
Tax
thing barely
write-off.
lasted 2 weeks. I don't even think it made it past 2 weeks.
No, it didn't. It was 2 weeks.
Like, and it they spent like over, I don't know, $400 million, I think, or I might be
It became a
exaggerating.
tax write-off, right? I feel like that's
Like,
what happened.
I don't think they ever confirmed what they did with it, but all we know is like, yeah, it got pulled, refunds were given out, and that was pretty much the end of it.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, and then we got like,
Refunds.
yeah, so we got like Sony putting in a lot of money into like games that are not doing as well as they hope. Like, for example, it's these are the games that we know right now. There's some games behind the scenes that not a lot of people might know about either. For example, The Last of Us 2 multiplayer actually branched out into its own game itself, but Naughty Dog decided, to put a stop to it because eventually it was getting to the point where it was becoming a live service game. And that basically means you're working on it forever. And Naughty Dog, I'll give them credit for it. Like, they don't want to do that. They want to, create new stories and go outside, create new worlds. And
They'll eventually want to do Last of Us 3.
yeah.
Well, it won't happen, but it will eventually happen.
So they put a stop to that. Same thing with Spider-Man, with Insomniac. There was supposed to be a live service multiplayer Spider-Man game. And of course, like same deal, it was a live service game, and the Insomniac one actually, keep making new stories and stuff like that. So they put a stop to that
Yeah.
as well. And there's a bunch
Jesus.
more behind Sony as well, what's going on behind the scene.
Yeah, no, it's just a lot of like industry stuff like that eventually leads to such tragic things like this. Like if they don't make able to make their money back. And sadly the only way to do that is maybe increasing the prices. Because no one wants a situation like that happened with like God forbid a Tango Studio situation.
No, yeah, like Xbox, they were looking for a studio to shut down because they knew they make too many purchases and the money, weren't coming back as fast as they thought. And unfortunately, like with Tango Gameworks, they came out with Hi-Fi Rush. Amazing game, people loved it. It got awards,
Fantastic.
so they thought they were safe, but it's like, nah, sorry. We were actually thinking it wasn't going to do good, and we're going to shut you down for that reason. But it feels awkward shutting you down now, even though you have great success with
Hey,
Hi-Fi Rush.
they were shit on by everybody, even like actual like news outlets.
Yeah,
It's like, what is wrong with you?
exactly. Like, I even remember seeing a tweet from one of the developers at Tango saying like all these awards, and we're still being shut down.
Yeah, no, it's not good. And like again, this is just a result of the industry. A lot of them are trying to bank on like a lot of these like higher end games when you kind of really don't need it to be.
No,
Like
it doesn't necessarily have to be, no.
no, and like we're kind of seeing the effects of that, right? And like again, aside from like one of the big elephants in the room of some of the recent news coming out about like certain things going on with tariffs and shit. It's like that's only gonna increase the likelihood of such increases going on because a lot of this stuff isn't made in areas that you think would they be made. No, they didn't get parts from other places.
I mean, again, with Microsoft and Xbox as well, like, yeah, it's an American company, but all those stuffs are made overseas. Like, every Xbox is made overseas.
Even if they don't sell over there. That's the thing. It's like it's just the way the economy, like the ecosystem is for that. So it's not really that surprising that something like this is going to happen. It's just the fact that it's happening in such It feels like such a quick succession because Nintendo's the one that you didn't expect to happen to. Nintendo was always the one that was always, like I said before, like the more like the justification makes sense for something like Switch 2 to be that much, right?
Yeah, I mean, like looking back at it now, like seeing it, like being able to run stuff in 4K, 120 frames, even in like when you're playing a handheld as well, which is very surprising.
Very
But
surprising. No doubt about that. And like I said, it makes sense. But the problem is, like, this is before the issues that came up about it, is that Nintendo was always like the not family friendly, but the less cost effective one, right? Like, that's the one that's not gonna hurt your wallet.
Like they've been known, like, to keep the things affordable. They know that the best way, to get their games into people's hands is keeping themselves affordable, because that's what they've been like for the longest time. I mean, back with the Nintendo Wii, it was just $50 for a new game, and then on PS3 and 360 it was 60, and then eventually when it goes up over time, Nintendo became 60 while everyone else became $70.
And
Yeah,
they would
so
have had the, and like you said earlier, they would, some games would be like, it depends. Well, we'll see. Need to
yeah.
see, play by ear kind of stuff. And like now, like, yeah, okay, price increase was like $500 or something like that, 450, 450.
Like something, let's see, wait for the Switch 2.
Yeah.
No, luckily we got the Switch 2 to be at the same price as they announced it. So it's just 450 for the standard Switch 2, and then 500 with the Mario Kart bundle, which is still the best deal to get, because you're only
Still
paying
this deal.
$50 for Mario Kart instead of 80.
Exactly. But now, because of the situation that's going on currently, which again leads them doing a price increase, it's only, like I said, not everything there, not everything from is made in one area. Gotta get parts somewhere else. And the same thing with Xbox. A price increase was bound to happen. What sucks is that it's happening right concurrently with each other. So it feels like inevitably we're gonna get the Sony price increase. Feels like it. And that's when a lot of people are gonna be very upset.
Yeah, and then so Sony's actually going to be a lot worse, because let's see, we got the PS, because like right now the Xbox, the 2 terabyte at least, is about the same price as a PS5 Pro, and that PS5 Pro is $700 right now. So eventually, if they when they do increase the price for the PS5 Pro.
Totally forgot they announced the PS5 Pro.
And again, like I think we might have talked about this before as well. The PS5 Pro is strictly digital. They don't have a physical edition, so you have to
No,
buy
they don't.
the disc add-on to connect to your PS5 Pro, so you can actually play discs.
So a lot of their stuff is going to be very much high priced now.
And then if you want to have a stand up, you got to buy that little standee for it. Like
Oh.
it just slowly increases in price, like a lot, because
In other words,
before.
Sony's gonna get to hit the worst out of all of them.
Yeah, for a complete PS5 Pro, it was like close to $1,000. Now it's going to be over $1,000.
Jesus Christ. That's crazy. We're living weird times, brother. We're living in weird times.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't have solutions or anything like that. I'm just an idiot that loves to play games, but
No, same. It's just one of those things that, like, we cannot ignore this.
yeah, but like, there's some ways that, like, game studios can try to mitigate it, in a way. For example, they should bring back double A games, because
Oh no, yeah.
like double I mean like they show great success, and not every game has to be triple A, and that's why it's taken so long for these games to come out now. I mean, last year it was a big drought for PlayStation. I think only two notable games that comes to my head came out last year, and it was let's see, Astrobot and Helldivers 2.
Right, because they're the ones made by specifically for Sony.
Yeah, and then there's Concord, but Concord, shut down like very quickly.
Very quickly.
And Xbox, I think there were mostly third parties, games that came out on Game Pass as well, right?
Until this year, where they came out with, I didn't know. I heard rumors of the Oblivion announcement that they were gonna do a remake. So, and as far as I know, that's mostly like console exclusive, or is it also on PC?
No, it's on PS5. It's also on PC as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then, Doom is coming out next month. That's gonna be console exclusive, right?
No, so that also
Okay.
comes out PS5 day one.
Okay, good, 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 good.
And then
I'm not against this. I'm not against this.
yeah.
Because clearly what we're going through right now, that's probably the best option.
Yeah, I
There's
mean like
also
Xbox got the right idea, you know, like branching out their games at the moment right now.
that was a smart idea.
Yeah, so yeah, the Game Pass is working. Like as I mentioned before, like, you know, double A games, we need to like it's kind of double A games are kind of like horror movies. Like most of the time when you go watch a horror movie, it like you can have fun, and a lot of the times they make a lot of money because the budget is so low. And
Exactly.
you could do the same thing with double A games. I mean, I remember like Sony, I can't believe they don't like give the game a lot of attention. But Gravity Rush, that's like a double A game. That's one of my favorites.
Honestly,
Yeah.
at this point, if they announce the second one, how many games have Gravity Rush been? I feel like there's only
There's
been
been
a second
two.
one, right?
There's been two, and like the second one
Okay.
kind of you know, kind of like finishes the story. But I would love to see a third one. But I'm just putting out examples of
Or
like
just remake the first one. There you go. Easy money.
yeah, and
No.
they'll so yeah, just
But
bring out more
you.
double A games, and
And at that
that would
point, you kind
help.
of have to make it a. Like, not. Because I'm assuming Gravity Rush was a console exclusive, right?
No, yeah, it is like it was originally came out on the Vita, then it finally was brought over on PS4, then the sequel was made for PS4.
Yeah, so I
And
feel like if you do bring it back, make that also multi-plat. Because we're getting to the point where, like, as much as exclusivity sounds good, I don't think these companies are going to be able to make it through with it.
no, yeah, like I mean, so Sony's slow, you know, slowly is doing the same thing as Microsoft, like with select games. For example, just recently, this PSP cult classic that I love, Patapon. It's
All
announced it's getting
right.
remastered. The first two games are getting remastered. I don't know why we're having another third one remastered, but it's coming out remastered for PC, PlayStation, and a Nintendo Switch, and even
Nice.
Everybody's Golf. And if you're like the guy that played the original PS1 games at the time, it was known a Hotshot Golf. So that slowly that basically became a multi-platform now as well. It's going to be on PlayStation, PC, and Switch as well.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, just it would probably it, at this point, like I said at this point, it makes sense that they would go that way. Even like the newest game that came out, that I feel like is honestly more associated with Xbox, and I was surprised to find out that it's also multi-plat, was the Expedition 33.
Oh yeah, like I think it's because like Xbox, they mostly have the marketing rights to it. But yeah, like
Yeah.
Expedition 33, and that's another thing I want to bring up too. Like you don't need to have bloated games, well, not bloated, like a large budget for games to be amazing.
No.
I mean, like Final Fantasy looks amazing. It's a game, you know, those games I'm always gonna love. But then when you look at Expedition 33, which is a small team of about 30 people,
30 people.
yeah, and I'm assuming like the budget's not big either. I'll probably say
Yet
like,
somehow they got Andy Serkis in there.
yeah. If I have to
Like,
make a
what?
guess, probably their budget is probably about the same as Hellblade 1 before they were acquired by Xbox.
At the same time, I would say, like, I feel like Andy Serkis would do. He's done video games before. I think he would be happy to do it again.
So we got like Expedition 33 showing that you don't need a big budget. Look at our game; it looks phenomenal. The music's amazing. It looks great. I mean, I
Yeah,
thought it was a
so good.
triple A game, but it's not. It's made by a small studio that used to work for Ubisoft. Ubisoft, why are you holding back your employees? They could be making awesome stuff like that.
Yeah, the point where even the French Prime Minister started playing the game.
Exactly. The French Prime Minister came out and praised the team, saying like this is amazing. It shows like a great, you know, deal of what the French could do.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful game, and it's already like considered like masterpiece level, right? It's like, oh my God, it's like the best game to come out this year. And like I said, I feel like most people just kind of associate it with Xbox right now, but like, no, it's on PlayStation, it's
No,
on PC.
yeah, like right now, most of the players are from Xbox right now.
Exactly. I'm like, what? Because it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, and there's a huge demand for it too. Like I've been hearing stories where like game stores either have no copies of the games at all, or maybe at best just one. I saw someone on Twitter saying that they went to a GameStop to pick up a game and they only had one copy. And
That's crazy, bro. That's
yeah.
crazy.
And the developers are aware of this as well, you know. So I'm assuming, you know, the player count on PlayStation is going to increase, tenfold the moment, they start reprinting physical copies for the PS5.
Oh yeah, because like I said, most of those game players are going to be on Game Pass, and like this is a very good decision. Does that clear them of what the situation with Kango? No, we're not there yet. But like thankfully they're focusing on some double A games, because don't forget they also had South of Midnight come out
Yeah,
like a
South of
week
Midnight.
before.
No, have you played South of Midnight?
I have not. It's on them. It's on my list.
Dude, it is a fun game.
It is.
I'm
I can
loving it.
tell.
Dude,
I can tell.
I love the music in the game too, because especially when you like to like the specific point of a story of each chapter of the story, it starts playing music, and it's got no joke.
Is
I had to get
it
on.
blue? Is
Like,
it
it's like a mix
hot?
of blues. There's some jazz.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah, I just love it. I love it so much that I did pull it off on Spotify instead of playing the music off of my phone.
Oh,
Like,
nice, dude. That's good. That's good.
dude, I love the music in the game, and
I'm
yeah,
only
like.
I'm, like I'm kind of upset that it came out in, like such a weird release window, because it came out like it was like the week after was, it was Expedition 33, and then Veil
No.
Fury, and then I think there's another game somewhere in between that.
Wait, did it? Nah, like. South of Midnight came a little bit earlier. It was a weird week though, because that was Oblivion remastered, Expedition 33, and Fatal Fury.
That's the thing, yeah. Like those games came out all together. I'm like, Jesus Christ. And then like next month we have Doom the Dark Ages with, and that
This
game looks
month,
insane.
we're in May already,
Well, yeah,
man.
right. We're in May now. It's this month. And then I'm just like, that game looks insane. I'm just like, what the I'm think again, thank God I have Game Pass, but I can low key kind of want these physically.
Oh hell yeah, man! Like, dude, I'm so excited for Doom because, like, right now, like, I'm
Right, you
so
got that. You
excited.
got
I
the controller.
bought
You
the controller.
son of a bitch.
Look at this! I bought this right before they increased the prices for the controllers too.
Oh, you bastard. Nice, though. Nice. Yeah, you're gonna be playing the KI with that. I know that.
Like, nah, KI. I'm only gonna go with a stick, but
All right,
yeah,
son of a bitch.
I'm definitely playing the Dark Ages with
Yeah.
this.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. That's good. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much for us to say, but aside from like, this was not, and then this is not, this is a surprise, but we shouldn't be too surprised. It's kind of like an inevitability, because again, the industry is going to be kind of leaning, foreseeing this event's happening. And now with this, again, with the current situation that's going on with the world, it's only going to be more and more unlikely now, because everything is being made everywhere else. It shouldn't affect these countries, but where we're at, that's gonna affect us bad.
No, like even like some other things like Collector's Edition. I remember I think it was for an RPG, I think, Rune
Yeah.
Factory. They had a Collector's Edition that they had to delay because of this, so. We're probably going to see a whole lot less of those now here in the States, since they're probably going to increase the prices for those a lot for those cool collectible goodies or whatever like to come in.
Yeah. Sadly, we don't have we can't say much because we're not that well versed in some things, but like we can speak as consumers, and that's really the more important part.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for the indie developers out there, this is your time to shine. Most
This
of
is
your
your time to
games
shine,
are
baby.
available digitally, so your games will be unaffected. You can probably still keep them as $20, $30, or however fed you want to sell your games at. I know there's a couple more indie games that are coming out that I want to try. I needed to double check and see if Morsel's coming out soon, because the
Yeah.
game has such a bizarre art style, but I kind of want to play more of the game and see what it's like. But yeah,
Agreed.
indie devs, it's your time to shine. Let's see what you
And it's
got.
okay if the these companies don't make like the gangbusters that people expect or want, because they're not meant to be. They're a small studio. They're gonna make the money they're gonna make. And like honestly, a success is a success, especially if you're that kind of a small indie studio, South of Midnight, fantastic game, very much loved.
Yeah, like
Like,
we'll see something like a big help from them as well, like Devolver Digital, like probably the biggest publisher for indie games right now, and pretty much I could expect some great unique games to come out from them,
oh yeah, agreed.
and then EA as much, of money grubbing they can be. They can help sometimes with indie games as well, like
Yeah,
with
they
EA.
can.
Yeah, I think they're under the label EA Originals. I mean, again, like It Takes Two right now, Split Fiction. I mean, they're smaller games, but they're doing great, and I hear nothing but amazing things about them.
Agreed. I think that's about as much we can say. Again, this because we're gonna be essentially looking back and forth for a while. But hopefully we'll all come out of this okay. Hopefully the gaming won't be affected too much. Hopefully we can still make a good, decent, living. Maybe things will change. But anyways, hope that's let's stay positive wherever we can. But anyways, it's been me, your boy Eli. Oh, well, I'm jumping the gun now. But if you, but that's the end of the episode. If you liked, you heard, be sure to follow us on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Most of all, on Instagram, and there you can find a link to all the podcast sites we're physically part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all that, like, and a link to the YouTube for all you other listeners out there who want to put a face to the voice. And be sure to like, comment, subscribe on the YouTube, and a Patreon for informal support. But yeah, let's hope that things turn out well for this, because I don't want to be in a rut for playing games, dude. It's
Yeah, no, it's getting tough, man.
getting tough, man. These trying to
Like,
trying
all we can
times.
do is hope for the best.
Can I spare a lemon for in these trying times? Anyways, me and your boy Eli.
It's Daniel.
You guys have a good one. Peace.